night show.
Hey.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
Ow.
Got to let it show.
Hey.
Shout out to Diana Ross for that song.
Yes.
So tonight, because we're recording late.
Yes.
Late for us. We're going to be talking about our coming out stories. And if you've never seen our channel before, hey, social media family, my name is Junie Mars.
And I'm Lita Rose.
This is our channel where we talk all about relationships, we talk about life things, we answer your questions, we love answering your questions. And even though we haven't had a drink in like 3 months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're gonna have a drink tonight.
A little pinot.
Cheers, me, cheers.
I don't wanna mess up my lipstick.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, we got this for
$5.99. Yeah, we did.
And it tastes like
$5.99.
Okay. It's okay. But anyway, so. Who's going first?
Oh, sorry, it went down a little.
Woo!
That $5.99. Oh, who's going? Okay, you want me to go first or you want to go first?
I mean,
who's going first?
You should go first.
Okay. I'll go first.
I thought she was going to say no.
Yeah, I was thinking that. So I have kind of like two coming out stories. I'm going to make this real brief, though. So my first coming out story... I went to two high schools. I went to a high school in D.C. for the first 2 years, and then my last 2 years, I went to a Maryland high school. And when I left the D.C. school, you know, my mom, and like, the shoppers, we were just shopping for food and everything, and I ran into, like, my old friend, like, from middle school, and she was like, Cleo, I'm like, hey, you know, and we were talking, and then she, like, just started crying, and I'm like, yes, in the middle of the aisle, and I'm like away from my mom at this point because I was looking for something, and she was like, "You didn't tell me that you're gay," and I'm like, "Girl, I'm at a different school now. Like, how do you know?"
I didn't tell anybody I was gay.
I didn't tell anybody at all. Like, the people that I go to school, they barely know either. Like, what? So like, and she's like, "Are you gay?" Because like I heard. I'm like, "Yeah," and then she was mad, so she started crying because I didn't tell her. First, or, you know, she had to hear from someone else. So that was, like, my
first...
But
were you guys even talking like that?
Well, we were a really good friend. Like, we went to school, like, middle school together. Like, we were cool. And, you know, but I just went to a different school. So, like, I think it was probably around the summertime. And then school was starting up. So, you know, like, she stayed at that school. And I transferred. But, yeah, we were really close. So she was just, like... And I felt so bad. Like, oh, shit, I didn't tell anyone. But, you know... But I told her, like, yeah. And then she knew that I was gay. So I was like, this is, like, the first person that, like, really know, you know. And, like, you know, back then I was, like, boy crazy. So, like, no one at that school knew. Like, none of my old friends at that point knew, you know. So that was, like, my first coming out story. But
so your parents didn't know, though?
No, she was the only person, like, at all that knew. Like, I think someone else knew because maybe, like, through their cousin or whatever. Because, you know. Once you're, like, in the little small lesbian world, like, only the lesbians will know. But I think she ended up telling my friend or whatever, so they got out to the straight world.
So you were dating
world.
Someone, that's how she found out.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, whoever I, like, told because I knew, like, their cousin was gay or I was comfortable with them knowing. Like, they knew, but somehow it just got out to her. And I was like, actually, I am. But, and she was, like, crying. I'm like, girl, my mom, she won't be looking for me, so I gotta go. Don't be speaking all loud, because at this point, like, yeah, my parents didn't know, my mom didn't know, so I'm like, okay.
So how old were you?
I think I was 16, because it was, like, the summer break, so it's 16. So that was the first person. I was like, whew, okay. So I'm like, well,
she was trying to out you.
Yes! In the grocery store. I'm like, girl, go get your groceries, but I'm like...
Go get your life, girl.
I was like, okay, well, she knows now, and I'm pretty sure everybody at this school will know, at my old school will know, so I'm like, okay, cool, fine. But I was like, I gotta go. So, you know, now at that point, like, all my friends knew, like, I went to school, they knew, like, I started just to come out, like, yeah, you know, I'm dating this person, like, the person I was in school with, like, okay, so, like, everyone, as far as, like, my friends, they knew, parents, they didn't know anything.
So, how did your friends react? And what did you just say, like, oh, I'm dating this person now?
So, okay, so, like, my friends from my first school, like, once I transferred, I kind of, like, lost, like, the connection with them. Like, we just wasn't talking that much or whatever, because I went to a different school and I met new friends. So, like, my newer friends at this school, they were kind of, like, real cool, but I was like, okay. And, like, because I was friends with senior, like, these two senior girls, they, like, oh, okay, because I could have been, like, been hooking you up. I'm trying to get with this guy. Like, you could have said something. I could have been hooking you up with a girl. Like, oh, okay, because they found out how they found out the one in Maryland, my Maryland school. So I was dating this girl, and she was a senior. And me, I had her ID in my, like, behind my ID in my badge. So
she always having other people's information. She has, like, all her friends' passwords. She has, like, all my passwords.
Okay. My mom's. Okay. So I had her ID behind my ID trying to be all cute. Like, I got my blue ID. Like, you know. So I think it slipped out where I pulled my card out and her picture showed. So my friend was like, is that so-and-so ID? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, well, like, what are you doing with that? I was like, oh, I'm just, like, holding it. She was like, she's gay. And I was like, oh. And she's like, are you gay? Like, are y'all together? And I was like, and I'm like, we're in class. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay, girl, I know her. She's cool. Like, okay, I see you. She's like, this whole time trying to get with guys. No wonder. No, she's like, you could have just told me. I was like, oh. So, like, then I feel good. Like, oh, okay. So then I just, at that point, once she, like I told her, and I told my other friend, my other senior friend, I told her. And then, like, everybody just kind of knew from that point. I was just like, whatever. I was just like, they wouldn't know, because they didn't really know me at this school anyway, so I didn't really care about them knowing, so I was like, yeah, okay.
It's also, like, not everybody's business. Like, yeah. Straight people, they don't come out every day, and they're like, I'm straight, guys. Guess what? I'm straight.
Right,
like,
exactly.
They just date who they want.
They just date. So they were, like, real cool. They were like, okay, and, like, we were still friends, or they still treated me the same way, or whatever, and then, so from that point, everybody just knew who I was dating. It's like, oh, and it was not a big deal. It was not a big thing. Then, my second coming out story, this was with my parents, and this was hard. This was, like, the most craziest, like, funniest thing ever. Like, I was in the movies. So, my parents were like, oh, you want to come over, you know? I think it was, like, after church or something. They were trying to get me to come over after church. And I was, like, always skeptical. Like,
so, you didn't live with them?
I didn't live with them.
So, how old were you?
At this point, I was 23.
Okay.
So, I was like, whew. I was always like, oh, sometimes I was like, no, I'm not coming over. I got something to do. Today I was like, no, let me go over their house, whatever. I was like, but I feel like they're going to ask me something. I don't want them to ask me. But you know what? I'm good. Today's not going to be the day. It's not the day. So we're watching this Lifetime movie, me and my mom, eating popcorn.
Lifetime!
I'm like, oh, it's getting late, so they ain't ask me nothing. I'm like, you know. And then, yes. I'm like, okay, once this movie go over, I'm going to go home soon. So, yes, I escaped the question. Because I knew they was going to ask me one day. I just didn't know when. So the movie, I think the movie went off. It was, like, going off when the commercial came on. And it was like, you know, my mom was just like, I want to ask you something. I said, oh, shit. In my head, I said, oh, shit, it's happening fucking now. It's like, you know.
It's about to go down.
She's like, you can tell me the truth. Like, just be honest. My mom, like, you know, like, she's very nice, but she give you a look and it make you want to tell the truth. She's like, just tell me the truth.
And she's looking into your soul.
She's looking into my soul. And I'm like, you know what? I can tell my mom the truth. Like, I got this. Like, I can tell her. And she was like, are you gay? And I was quiet for like 10 wow. minutes because in my head, I was thinking like, should yes, I tell her? No, yes, no. Say no. Well, you took too long to say no. Say yes. Let's just say yes. And I said, yes? And then she said, Mike? She called my father. He came upstairs. No. And I was like, oh my God, who else you gonna call? Like, someone else is here? Like, what? So they call?
It was like that intervention
yes!
show.
Yes! It was just
remember
like
that show?
It was just like that. And he came up and she's like, she said yes. And then he said, see, I knew it. And I'm like, they planned this against me. And I'm like, what is happening here? Like, I thought they were going to lock me up in a room. I didn't know. So, man, like, they, like, start praying and they crying. And I'm crying. I don't
They're
know
crying?
What. They, my mom was crying for sure. And I started crying. I didn't know why I was crying, but that's my mom crying. So I was like, should I be crying? And I started crying. I'm like, what is happening? I don't want. They talk about church and Bible verses. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to take me to the pastor.
Yeah, because your family's really religious.
Yeah. So, like, we were praying and mom was asking, like, was anything that I did? And I was like, no, you didn't do anything. I was like, this in 16. But I didn't tell her. So they're like, oh, when did this happen? I was like, just now, which I still lied. So I didn't even tell them the full truth because I was like, this when I was 16. Like, you know. Came out, but I told him 23. I felt like that was easy. Now I'm like, this is easier just to say 23 and like now.
You're an adult.
Yeah, I was like, you know, yeah, now. And they just asking so many questions. I was just like, this is like the death of me. And then the ride home, my father had to drop me off to the ride all the way to my house.
Oh, you weren't even going to get in your car and drive yourself.
No, he had to take me home because they lived further out from where I was living at the time. And that car ride was so awkward, like, asking me so many questions, like, why this and why that? And I don't understand. And I was just like, why did I come over? So that's, like, my coming out story. It was kind of rough and funny, but I was like, wow.
Yeah, and you had to go to counseling, right?
Yeah, like, we talking to the pastor. They wanted the pastor praying over me. I'm like, what is this going? Like, what is going on? Like, no, I'm not about this life. I gotta go. You know, exit left. I gotta go.
Exit.
So
left.
Yeah, but yeah, my parents are like, you know, very involved with the church. So it was just like, it was a lot. I was just like,
so how did you deal with it? What did you do?
Like, distant myself from them. Like, honestly,
that went home.
Yeah, just, like, distant myself from them. It was, like, so much. Like, I wasn't, like, ready to handle this. It was, like, it felt like I was being attacked. It was, like, too many questions. And not from, like, I want to understand. More like, no, that's not right. You shouldn't be doing it. And, like, why? I don't understand. Like, date a guy, blah, blah, blah. Or have kids and be pregnant.
So they were, like, interrogating
me. Yes.
Yeah,
so
not,
it was, like,
asking questions because they actually want to know.
Exactly. So it was, like, very scary. And I would... Honestly, at that moment, I had kind of regret. Like, I wish I would have just said no. I feel like it would have been easier at that time in my life just to say no. Because I'm like, I wasn't expecting all that. I thought it was going to be like, oh, come, my gay child, my lesbian daughter, come. Like, I thought that was going to, like, greet me and have a rainbow. Like, I just thought it was going to be a party, but
did they ever say anything about gay people to you?
Never.
Or, like, were they accepting about... of other gay people that were, like, in your church or, like, in your life or, like, in your family?
But, I mean, of course, like any, like, well, religious person, they'll have their comments, not directly to me, but they'll make comments about, like, homosexuality. Just, like, if, like, a pastor went to church, like, oh, homosexuality is not right. Stuff like that, like, you know. But other than that, like, no, there was no conversation. There was nothing, you know. So, yeah, it was...
And what about now?
What do you mean, what about now?
Like, how are they dealing with it now? Like, that was 23. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, they believe still the same. They still feel the same, but it's, like, not so much pressure. Like, it's not as intense. You know, for a very long time, it's not, it's kind of like that. Like, they know, but it's not talked about. They don't talk about it. You know, they don't want to really confront it. But, you know, my dad now, like, they both are aware of it. They both know. But, like, my dad's a little bit more open with, like, talking to me about it now. But, yeah, they still have their belief about it, how they feel about it, and their strong opinion about it, whatever. But it's not as intense now.
Yeah. You can still be around them, and they're not going to demand.
Yeah, like, they stop asking a lot of questions. Like, they stop interrogating me. So they stop all of that. It's just, that don't happen. So
but they won't ask you, like, how's your...
No.
Gay life?
Oh, no. Because they don't get involved. They don't... want to know be
yeah
part
I think
it, so
I think that's the experience of a lot of gay people. It's like, you know, it's like your family, maybe they're not like interrogating you anymore, they're not talking badly about gay people, but they just don't ask.
Yeah,
you know, like they just won't, they won't say
they
anything,
won't say anything, like it's like it didn't, like, it's not happening.
Yeah, you could be with someone and they won't ask you,
they won't
about
acknowledge
how
it
is in a way that, like, you know, a straight couple would be like, how's your boyfriend, you know.
So yeah, what's your story? Your coming out story.
Well, when I was 8, I think I said this in one of our other videos, and if you haven't subscribed to our page, you should subscribe.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen any of our other videos, please go check them out. We talk about a lot of cool things. But I shared in another video that when I was like 7 years old, you know, I was a big tomboy when I was a little kid. I used to want to wear swim trunks instead of, like, bathing suits, and I just, like, had a short haircut. I don't really know why I had a short haircut when I was little. Partially, I think my mom was, like, overdoing my hair because I was, like, super, super tender-headed. Mm. Like, like that. Like, when my mom tried to do my hair, like, I think she was just, like, over it. She was like, all right, well, you're just going to cut your hair then. Because, But when I was in the car with my dad one day, you know, I was eating my sandwich and I was just like, you know, sipping on my juice. And I mean, maybe I was younger than 8. I really don't know. I could have been
like pretty young.
6.
Wow.
And I don't know if I had heard the word before or what, but I just looked at him and I confidently said, I'm a lesbian.
Wow.
And he got really mad. Really mad in a way I had never seen him get mad before, and he was like, if you ever say that again, you know, I'll slap you so hard my handprint will be on your face for the rest of your life. And so, you know, for like a little kid, your dad yelling at you like that way, getting so mad because you're just sharing some casual, I mean, what I thought was like casual information, because I felt super comfortable like expressing myself, it kind of like terrified me, and that was the first time I was like, oh, being gay is bad. And I kind of like put it to the back of my mind, and I never, you know, growing like as an 8-year-old, 6-year-old, however old I was, I didn't think about it anymore.
Did he tell your mom? Did your mom know about that?
I don't know. I mean, like, she never talked to me about it, so I don't know if he told her, or what. I mean, at that point, my parents weren't really getting along, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now they're together, which is interesting. But that's another episode.
So cute.
But, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so that happened, and, you know, like, after that, I, like, never talked about it again, and, you know, my dad would make, like, homophobic comments, like, here and there when I was growing up, and so it just stuck with me that, like, it wasn't a good thing, or... Mm. You know, was something I would get punished for. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think it was like, and then like I never saw anyone gay, but I actually did have a few friends who had gay parents. But I just, you know, because like I didn't understand like how it worked or like what it meant to actually be gay. Mm-hmm. I didn't put it two and two together when I was younger.
Yeah, I grew up around someone who's gay. It's like still my aunt's life. Like he's like a family friend. So, like, I knew he was gay, so I knew, like, oh, yeah. No.
Because no one ever said to me, like, oh, they're gay, you know, it was just, like, my friend had two moms, and I didn't, I don't know, like, you know, when you're a kid, you kind of just accept things, you're just like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So that happened when I was really little, and then when I was, like, maybe 16 years old, like, I remember I was on the phone with one of my friends, and we were talking about some girl, I don't know, we were talking about girls in my school, and like, who's pretty, and like, whatever, and you know, I would get like, really into it, like, I'd be like, yeah, she's really pretty, and I remember talking to this girl, we were like, really good friends at this point, and she was just like, are you gay? So mad. I was like, what are you talking about? Why would you say that about me? Like, almost like she said something
like she called you a bitch,
like she
something.
Called me a bitch or whatever. But like, you know, when you're scared and you're fearful, or when people read your truth, sometimes you do react like fear, like anger is a part of fear.
Right.
Anger is actually an expression of fear. That's what people don't realize. So I got really mad, and I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, how could you say that about me? Like, you know, I'm not gay. Like, why would you think that? And I just kept going in. Like, why would you think that? Why would you say that about me? And so I just kind of, like, you know, got mad. I don't even know if we talked anymore. Wow. And then, you know, I had a dream about one of my best friends in my, like, senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And that was when... You know, when you have those dreams and you're like, oh, this is, like, really real. Mm-hmm. I had a dream that, like, you know, it was a good dream. And I woke up from that dream and I was just like, and everything clicked for me. I was just like, oh my God, I am gay.
Wow.
And like, you know, you first come out to yourself.
And how old were you?
I was like 16, oh, okay. Maybe 17, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so then I thought, well, if I'm gay, like, I remember what my dad said. So it's like, I have to keep it to myself. Mm-hmm. Right? I can't mm-hmm. tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And I can't let people know. I thought like people could like smell it on me or something. I'd
be damn.
Like, you know? And the interesting thing was like, sometimes you when you suppress something, you're like the opposite of like what you really want to do. Mm-hmm. So I remember like, growing up in high school, like, all my friends were very affectionate, like, girlfriends mm-hmm. were really affectionate, and I'd always just be, like, you know, like,
oh, wow.
not touchy at all,
wow.
you know, like, maybe give a hug, like, but I remember, like, you know, I grew up in New York City, girls would kiss on the cheek, and I would be like, oh, I don't do that, like,
what? You know? Wow. Mm-hmm.
But probably because I was suppressing it, mm-hmm. and so... After that dream, I sort of, like, came out to myself, and mm-hmm. then I suppressed it, and I, like, kept dating guys, and at the time, I think I had a boyfriend, and then when I went away to college,
just as accent, I don't know if she says college.
Let me think, I went to an all-women's college, so that was the first time that I started seeing, like, lesbians, for
oh,
real.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I went to this party my first year, mm-hmm. and, you know, I was walking through the party, bopping along, like, whatever, and then, like, there was this section of the party, it was, like, all these girls dancing with each other, and I'm like, oh, and I was, like, googly-eyed, I was like, you know, like, I've never seen this before. Like, wow. Wow, like, what is this? You know, like, what are those? But I was just like, what is going on? Like, this is really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stop staring until finally, I think, like, one of my friends came. And then, like, I still wasn't out, you know. So, like, I was just
wow.
Like, I was just, oh, yeah, you know. I was just, you know.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, maybe at the end of my senior, the end of my first year, my roommate and I were talking. And, you know, like, she told me, like, I think I have a crush on this girl. And, like, you know, there's this term called lug and bug. So it's, like, lesbian until graduation.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Until graduation. What? What does that yes. mean?
So it's, like, a lot of girls, when you go to all women's colleges, like, you might date, like, other girls. Because, oh. like, you're always around girls right. all the time.
Oh, wow.
So there was, like, lugs and bugs. And there was a lot of girls, like, that wow. they were just, like, you know, try it out.
Right. Why they in there?
So she, was, like, there. She was, like, I think I have a crush on this girl. And so, like, I used to bother her about it. Like, we used to tease each other, like, when the girl would come by. Mm-hmm. And then one day, I was like, I think that I would make out with a girl, but that's it. And she was like, okay. And I was like, but that's it, nothing else. Because, like, I don't want to go below, you know. I don't want to do anything else like that. Wow. And, you know, so I started to, like, admit, like, little pieces, mm-hmm. you know, of it. And then... when I went to Morocco for one of, like, the winter breaks, we mm-hmm. had, we still had, I was, like, really into school. So we had, like, the opportunity to travel and study, like, about Morocco. So I applied and I got that program. And on the program, there was a girl there that I got close to. Mm-hmm. And we ended up dating. And that was, like, the first girl that I ever, like, officially dated. And so... I was giving looks, honey, because when I started coming out to myself, I started shaving my head, having, like, little, like, cute, like, I started out with, like, a full hawk, and then I started shaving it more, and, you know, getting full. And so my mom's looking like,
right, it's always when you change your hairstyle, something,
yeah, you know how
your
people get, like, they're like, oh,
yes, yes.
So my mom, when I got back from the trip, I was, like, very, like, you know, I was, like, 19 at this time, so mm-hmm. I was, like, very, like, rebellious. And I remember we were in the living room, and she was asking me about my trip. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, by the way, I'm dating a girl now.
What?
Or something, like, I don't remember exactly what I said. I don't know if I said, like,
this is good.
By the way, I'm gay, or by the way, I'm dating a girl now, or I met a girl, or, like, the words I use exactly. But my mom is, like, a very, like, open person.
Right.
So, you know, she's very well educated, and, you know. She's just very well traveled and very savvy, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, like, she's gonna be like, okay.
Right,
like,
right.
Interesting.
Right. Like, oh, that's cool.
So she looks at me mm-hmm. and she goes, that's a white thing.
Oh, you did tell me the story. Yeah. Oh, man.
And my mom, like, I would never expect her to say that. It was like she looked at me, she said that, and then she like wrote it off.
Like how did you
like, she
feel
like when she like phased it out like it like I never
like
said it.
Like you never said it. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, next. So yeah. How did you feel like when she said that?
I was just like, I remember, like I just was like, what do you mean it's a white thing? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like kind of like that's what white people do. That's right. Like that's not a black thing. Like right. we don't do that.
Right.
And I was just like so confused by that comment. Like I didn't understand, and it kind of just made me. It kind of like gave me back flashbacks to like when I was little and I told my dad, yeah. like you know, and he was just like, oh, like it was the same way, down. Like same like just suppressed. Like oh, okay, this isn't the reaction I expected. Like right. okay, I guess it's not a good thing. Like let me not.
Wow.
So then I went through a long time of just, like, fighting it. And mm-hmm. in college, I was dating guys, like, sort of. But then I was like, ugh. And then when I went to grad school, mm-hmm. I was just, like, really depressed. Like, I wow. had been, I just, you know, when you just over school, like, I was in my grad school program. I was really depressed. I was dating someone, but it was, like, you know, I wasn't out to my family. So, it's, like, it's very hard when you're, like, together with someone, but you can't talk about with your family, like, what yeah. you're going through. And so, one day, my mom called me, and I was just so down. And she was just, like, I'm coming to see you. Wow. And I was going to school in Rhode Island at this time. Sip that wine, honey.
Get my money's worth.
Okay, now okay. $5.99, honey. Actually, with tax, it was like $6.57, but, mm-hmm. you know. Anyway, and I just, when she told me that, she was like, you sound too sad. I don't know what's going on with you. I'm going to come see you. You know, like, moms, they can, like, feel your energy.
They know.
But it was, like, really nice that she did that. Mm-hmm. And so, when she told me, she was like, I'm on the bus. I'm like, oh, she really coming? Like,
wow.
Oh. So, I wrote her a letter. Like a letter from my journal, and then I literally yeah. ripped it out of my journal, mm-hmm. and I just was like, you know, this is the truth. Like I, you know, I this is how I've been feeling. Like I don't think there's gonna keep, you know, ask me if I want a family and all this stuff. And of course, I want a family, but there's not gonna be a guy.
Wow.
And I just said like, gay, and like, you know, I want you to. I don't remember everything I said, but I just like poured my heart out. Mm-hmm. And I remember we went to get sushi. One of my favorite foods. We went to get sushi, and I'm just like so nervous the whole time because I had the letter, and mm-hmm. I was just like, "What am I gonna give it to her?" What am I gonna give her? She's like talking, and I'm like, ah.
"Oh my god!"
Inside, I'm like, "Oh my god!" Ooh. So I finally give her the letter, and I'm like, "I gotta go to the bathroom. Just read this." Ooh. So I went to the bathroom. Mm. I don't even think I peed. I think I just like went to the bathroom, like hyperventilating, you know?
Wow.
So I give her the letter, and like. I wait, like, an extra long time. Like, mm-hmm. my mom's a fast reader, but I wait, like, an extra long time. And then, when I go back to the table, I'm like, oh, my God, what she gonna say? Mm-hmm. And she says, you know I love you regardless mm-hmm. of whatever. I love you. And, you know, we hugged, and it was, like, still terrifying.
Right.
But it was good to say it. And, you know, yes, I could have said it again, but it's, like, I already said it before.
Right.
And I think sometimes people need to, like, read words. It makes mm-hmm. things more clear for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow.
I might have come out another time after that. I don't know. But at this point, I'm just unapologetically me. Like, before, yeah. I used to, like, want to tiptoe around and get my mom's approval, but now, you know, with Kalita, like, sorry, with Lita Rose, like, you know, we just go to my mom's house, like, yeah. you know, it's just, we just live, because at the end of the day, like, we are valuable, powerful, amazing human beings, mm-hmm. and I think it's just about when you're coming out, it's, like, very challenging, yes. you know. In your mind, you freak yourself out, and there are very real consequences, like, depending yeah. on your family.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't really talk to my dad that much anyway, but, like, you know, I never came out to him because, I mean, aside from that time. But I feel like, you know, it doesn't really matter to me because right. what matters is how I live my life.
Right.
So, it's, like, we only need to reveal about ourselves what we want to reveal. There's no pressure.
Right.
But when you're ready to share your truth, it's like, just share it. Yes. And the people that are meant to be in your life will be in your life. You never have to beg for a permission to be, like, to have a spot in someone's life.
Right.
Never. You know? And remember, you're more valuable than someone's opinion of you. So, those are our coming out stories.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, if you're thinking about coming out, you know, it's something that you deal with every single day, honestly.
Yes.
Like, you know, I come out to people all the time.
Maybe multiple times.
Multiple times in a day.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think my dad, like, maybe 2 years ago, my came went down there. Like, I guess he wants to, like, reconfirm it again just to make sure it wasn't a phase, mm-hmm. because they thought it was a phase. Like, he asked me again. I'm like, yes. And he's like, you know, because if you know you're with somebody, like, you know, that's your life. That's fine. Just live it. And I'm like, yes, I am with someone. Like, because he just wanted to know. I'm like, yes. Like, you know. So, like, I came out again and again. I'm like, but that's it. Like, no more coming out. Like, you know, whatever you think, whatever you believe, that's your business. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what I'm doing in my life. You know,
right.
you don't owe anyone anything to come out. So if you want to come out, that's your story also.
Yes. And if you just want to, like, just be.
Like, just don't hide who you are, but just be.
Yeah.
You know, still be your true self.
Safety is a real thing.
Yes.
But, you know, living your authentic truth, living as your authentic self, is key to self-love and the importance of, you know, just living your life and being yourself. That's the most important thing in life. Finding your truth. So, we hope you like this video.
Yeah, thumbs it up.
You know,
subscribe.
This is our truth. If you identify it, you know, write a comment. If you have any questions, let us know. And as always, you know, we send you lots of love, good vibes, and positive energy. And we love when you send us any topics that you want to talk about. Let us know.
Yeah.
We're open.
Whatever you want to know about us. Yes, we're going to finish this cheap
okay.
Line.
Okay. I mean, yes, it's just okay. Anyway, we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye, guys. Peace.
Deuces.